Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sour with the Greg Hill Morning Show, brought to you by FindMassMoney.com.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's the day?
420.
It's April 20th.
420.
420 is National Weed Day.
Marijuana Reverend.
Whoa. Wake and bake.
420.
Wake and bake, dude. Wake and bake.
It's marijuana.
Are you holding?
You got any weed? I need some weed.
Got weed?
Where's my weed?
Speaking of 420.
Considered by many to be National Weed Day.
Good morning, my people.
Wake and bake. It's showtime.
You know who's back up in this.
Nice work, Ken Laird.
Oh, that's the great Spaz.
What? What?
That's the Spaz impact.
Wait, oh, wow. What, the guy's already... Wait a minute. He's been here for one day, starting at the bottom, and he's already out-producing you on rejoins?
I requested it. I said, Spaz, put yourself to work. Do some rejoins. I know he's got that talent, and that's a nice job.
I see. You requested it.
That's the first
it.
Of two.
Okay. All right.
We had a long talk after the show yesterday, because he is putting in the work. I got to give him credit. He did the toilets yesterday.
Uh-huh.
We have him doing everything.
I don't think he's authorized to clean the toilets here. Yeah. I don't know. I think that's on somebody else's list. I think that's...
You have to be authorized?
It's because of COVID.
COVID. Certified toilet cleaner.
So you had a meeting with him after the show yesterday?
Yeah, long heart-to-heart, about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
He is ready to do anything and everything for the show.
Man of many talents.
He absolutely
gotta
is.
Gotta grind.
Yes. Well, it's not only is it 420, but it is day two of Tournament of Champions Week, and Elaine is here.
Oh, yeah.
And we were in the middle of the news when we were rudely interrupted.
Yes.
So let's get back to it.
I got a good one here.
Okay.
So police in Framingham are looking for a man who exposed himself to two women on the Knobscot Reservation hiking trail.
And the Knobscot hiking trail?
What is it? You guys, I am going to leave. What is it? Knobscot?
It's an interesting name based on what the guy was doing. But right. Okay, go ahead. Okay. All right.
I thought it was like the B is silent or something stupid.
No.
Here's Susan. I don't want to pronounce her last name. One of the hikers.
I definitely won't be coming here alone. Maybe not even with a woman friend. I'll come with my boyfriend and he'll protect me.
Are you sure that's Susan or is that Edith with the leaf blowers?
Come on, protect me. What is he going to do?
Like her.
I mean, that's an unfortunate thing. That's somebody who's been locked up during a pandemic for too long.
Yeah, it's creep mode right there.
Yeah, that's awful.
Flashing.
Hope they find the guy.
I don't know if I'm like offended by that.
Wait, you're not offended by a man exposing himself?
I mean... If I'm being brutally, like, I don't, like, I would probably laugh. And people are probably going to come at me for this, but, like,
that's okay.
You're just on a hiking trail, and if I'm hiking with my friends and some dude is standing on a rock just exposing, I mean, am I laughing? Yeah, absolutely laughing.
Okay. All right.
I mean, what? Are you not laughing, Greg? What are you going
to
do?
Well, I mean, that woman, she sounded to me like it was upsetting to her.
She sounded upset.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, Susan, if you're listening here to the Greg Hill Morning Show.
I can see that. Maybe you would laugh. I mean,
I mean, unless he starts running at you,
All right.
Then I'm running the other way. But like, I don't know. You ever seen that Office episode?
Curtis loves The Office.
Creed said he was
Have you seen the episode where Phyllis gets exposed in the parking lot?
Yes, and Michael puts his pinky through his pants.
Yeah, I'm the Michael in this situation. I'm the Michael.
And then
the
Creed Michael walks in and he says, the guy was just hanging brain. Yeah. I don't get the big deal.
All right, what's next? Yeah. What's next?
Oh, what's next? It's me. Okay. A woman in Charlotte was not allowed to board a flight because she was wearing a see-through mask. A see-through mask.
A like, see-through mask.
You could see through it.
Okay.
Yeah. So the one that-
Thank you for that.
I wonder if it's just the plastic ones.
I don't know. I mean,
face shield.
You have the ones where the ones that are kind of creepy are the ones where they have like the lips and the teeth and everything in them. It's a person's face. It's yeah. Okay.
Those are nerdy. American Airlines offered the woman another mask, which she refused to wear. Here is the woman, Taris. Woolick.
You can't wear that. You have to wear a different mask. I said, well, why? Well, I can see your mouth. I say, well, can you just take a minute? I'll pull up their website. So this is a Shima mask. It's used by professional athletes. Mm. It has a factor of 97 instead of a 95. It's more effective than what you want me to wear.
Yeah, I know what she's talking about. A lot of coaches wear those, especially in Nick Saban, I would think, wore one all the time in college football.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a like little mesh mask and you could see through it. And I was like, oh, well, no.
If it's an acceptable mask,
right.
it would seem like it would be acceptable to wear.
I actually
wear
saw something on TikTok. People, do you guys aren't TikTok? You guys on TikTok?
I'm all over TikTok. Yeah, good. I love it. I do the dances. I do the dances all the time.
But the deaf community is actually asking people to wear these masks. I guess they are like legit masks, and can't. The
right,
lip
because they want to be able to read lips.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
What's
the
next?
More you know. So despite being an outspoken critic of the pandemic, here we go. Ted Nugget,
the famous rock star,
sure.
Ted Nugget, yes.
Has tested positive for COVID-19.
Oh, Ted Nugent is his name.
Okay.
And he has tested positive for COVID.
Yes. Nugent told people on Facebook that he had suffered a stuffed up head and body aches.
Okay.
You probably can't tell because my positive spirit, my positive attitude. But can you hear it? I have had flu symptoms for the last 10 days that have just, I thought I was dying. I mean, today is the 19th, is that right? The 19th of April, 2021. I was tested positive today. Boy, I got a stuffed up head, body aches. My God, I literally can hardly crawl out of bed the last few days. I'm basically homebound, i.e. quarantined.
Well, this is unbelievable. Did you hear? I mean, 2 weeks ago, he came out as like this anti-Derek the Steelers fan pandemic guy. Pandemic's not real. There were 18 other coronaviruses.
Yeah.
I mean,
gets what he deserves. He criticized it. I mean, hope you're happy, Ted.
But you got to hear the original audio of Nugent.
You know, this year's tour is canceled again. Dirty, lying, scam. Smoke and mirrors, COVID-19 freaks. You know, I guess I would ask you, because I'm addicted to truth, logic, and common sense, and my common sense meter would demand the answer to, why weren't we shut down for COVID 1 through 18? There was a COVID 1 and there was a COVID 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. COVID 1 through 18 didn't shut anything down, but whoa, COVID 19, even though it's 99.8% survivable.
By the way, he's wrong about the 19, right? It's because of the year.
Yeah.
It's because of 2019. It's COVID-19.
Well, don't mock that guy. Curtis will get upset.
I'm not upset at all.
He is one of those guys who said that the pandemic wasn't real, and then he ended up getting COVID. So, you know,
get what you deserve.
Schadenfreude.
You reap what you sow, right, Kenny?
Yes, yes. All right.
Rattled Curtis. The best Curtis.
A couple other stories before
we
get to trending.
We got two more. You want me to hit two more?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it.
All right. Bad news for you, Greg. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commissioner has issued a warning claiming that Peloton has severe safety problems.
Oh, I got to get off my... I got to stop. I got to stop riding on my Peloton. I got to put it away. What happened?
A six-year-old girl suffered severe injury after she was sucked under her father's Peloton.
Well, it must be the treadmill and not the actual Peloton bike.
Yeah.
Oh, they have treadmills too?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I was like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm thinking, like, how's she getting sucked under?
They have everything.
But here's a director of communications.
We have 39 incidents of objects, a pet, and most importantly, children being sucked under this device. And we believe that this warrants putting out a public health and safety warning.
Well, I think that you should know if your kid or your pet gets close to a moving treadmill, there's a chance that
they're going to be sucked under.
Yeah, sucked under.
Do you think people would expect that?
I would hope so. Have they not seen how a treadmill works? The stove's on. Do we need to put out a public warning when the stove's on? Be careful, you might get burnt.
I'm going to have to find a new use for my Peloton, like hanging my clothes on it.
Do you have the bike or the treadmill?
I have the bike, yeah.
Okay, yeah,
I'm all over it every day, hours, hours every day.
Yeah, I bet.
What's the last story?
All right. In his first major TV interview since leaving office, former President Trump says he is very seriously looking at running for president again in 2024.
Huh. Was this with Mike Lindell or was it a different interview?
He's sleeping good on his... That's a MyPillow guy, correct?
Yeah, he's a MyPillow guy.
Here's what Trump said Monday night on Fox News.
I got tremendous numbers. Nobody's ever gotten the numbers I got. No sitting president's come even close. There's more popularity now than there was the day before the election because they see how bad things are at the border. They see what's going on. They see that their guns are going to be gone. Their Second Amendment, their taxes are going up. Regulations are going through the roof. Jobs are going to go out. What do you see? You know, this is going to take a little while to show. So I say this. I am looking at it very seriously, beyond seriously. From a legal standpoint, I don't want to really talk about it yet.
Well, I mean, it'll be interesting. Do you think he's going to be, do you think he'd be up against Meghan Markle?
I think The Rock.
The Rock? He's going to be up against The Rock?
It's tough to beat The Rock.
Yeah.
Well, Kanye.
Kanye, but
I feel like more people will vote for The Rock. Rock gets, you know, he gets all the voters.
Would you vote for The Rock, Elaine?
If Trump's running, sure.
Yeah. Okay. You're not a Trump gal?
No.
No.
Okay. No.
Were you a Biden gal?
Greg, please. I mean.
Did you vote?
Yes, I voted. I voted for Biden.
You voted for Biden?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Trump.
So did Ken.
I like that.
You and Ken have that in common.
So did Curtis.
I like that everything's always beyond a serious word for Trump. That's something that kills me. I'm beyond serious.
Curtis wrote in Q.
You can't just be serious.
Didn't you write in Q, Curtis?
I did. I voted for myself.
You voted for yourself. All right. Elaine, there you go. That's the news.
That's the news, folks.
Let's get to Ken and what is trending.
Serving New England for nearly 30 years. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
And trending now brought to you by the Subaru of New England Love Spring event. It is here. Spring is here today, too. 72 today. But complete details, authorized Subaru retailer, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Greg was enjoying the weather at Fenway yesterday, 11 a.m. start. Not bad yesterday.
It was beautiful. Maybe somebody can answer this question. Why do the new Red Sox Boston Marathon themed uniforms and you don't wear them on Patriots Day, which is traditionally
Marathon
Monday?
I like those uniforms.
You like them?
But I thought it was for the Patriots Day game.
I thought they were specifically for the Patriots Day game because that was Marathon Monday.
I really like those yellow hoodies. It seemed like they sold a lot of those.
Yeah.
It was for sales that they sold them like that to put them out for the weekend and stuff?
What do you mean?
People would buy them and wear them to the weekend game?
Maybe
they could match them?
Could be Major League Baseball has some specific rule where you got certain colors you can't wear. So even though they put these jerseys out to represent, Marathon Monday and that, they weren't allowed to wear them.
No, they wore them all weekend. Were you watching over the weekend at all?
They did wear them. I completely forgot that.
Did you think they just got them and didn't wear them at all?
I completely forgot that.
Thank God 420 is only one day during the year when it comes to Wiggy.
Wiggy, Greg brought it up by saying, why did they wear it over the weekend?
Yeah, I completely forgot that.
But anyway, I believe...
Erase that last sentence I just said.
I believe that on Monday, Marathon Monday, Patriots Day, they wear the jersey with Boston on the front.
Because of Ortiz.
Which is what they wore when they returned to the field that Saturday. So I think that's a commemoration of that.
Well, either way, 11-4 win yesterday. Big first inning. Kike led it off with a homer. 5 singles to follow. 17 hits on the day. Eovaldi, pretty good. 6 1/3, 10 strikeouts, matched a career best. And now they get 2 with Toronto. Erod on the hill tonight, 7:10, first pitch across the Shaws, Red Sox Radio Network. Tonight again, 2 nights in a row, or is that too much ball for you?
No. I got to catch up on some television this evening. Okay.
Celtics go down last night, 102-96. They were missing Kemba and Marcus Smart, still Robert Williams and Fournier as well, but not a great loss to Chicago, who's, I guess, in the mix, but they're barely in the mix. Tie game in 90 with 3:24 to go. Bulls put it away with a 6-0 run, but 2 big ones next. Phoenix Thursday at the Garden, and then Brooklyn Friday.
Phoenix will be good. Devin Booker, Chris Paul.
Bruins tonight, 1-3 with Buffalo, 6:30 face-off. Patriots, first day of their voluntary offseason program. They did have some players show up. Cam was there with Stidham. And John Henry's Liverpool Football Club joining 11 other Euro clubs, breaking away for a new Super League. They're leaving the Champions League to some dispute, or controversy, I should say, in the UK. And that's what's trending on EEI.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Ted Nugget? Nugget?
Ted Nugget?
There he is, Elaine, the great Ted Nugent. Legendary rock star.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Sounds like music I'd listen to.
Listen,
for sure.
That's a generation gap thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you asked me to properly pronounce the name of some sort of a pop star, it might be it might be impossible for me to do that. So
there you go.
I'm not holding that against you.
Is it Kesha? You're Keisha.
No. It would have to be Lil Wayne. Lil.
By the way, did you see the news that 3 of DMX's songs have entered the Billboard Top 100 charts?
My dog.
Decades after they came out?
Mm-hmm. Get At Me Dog should be on there.
As a tribute?
So that should be on there.
I believe it is.
Yeah.
I believe it absolutely is.
Ghostface Killer.
How do we... I'm not asking this like to be a jerk. How do we figure out what is or isn't at the top of the charts now? What's the sort of algorithm they use?
Downloads, I believe.
Streaming, right? Downloads, streaming?
I believe it's downloads and streaming, yeah.
Just go to Drake, Cardi B, and your homegirl, Taylor Swift.
They'll always be at the top three.
They'll always be at the top of the charts.
Well, there's some country music up there too, but I think they have a separate country
Zach
chart.
Zach Brown, so. Speaking of which, full Fenway Park.
Breaking
I heard news
that. From, I heard that. Actually, yeah.
Yeah. It was just a whisper. Well, it was. I never confirmed it.
Mary Lou Sutter's just like the tweet.
Just a whisper. Just a whisper.
I love when Greg gets whispers. Did you get a whisper before?
About what?
There was another house.
I got a whisper about a house in Connecticut.
Yeah, but there was more breaking news. You had a whisper about, oh, it was when the arenas were opening up. Where, mm-hmm. Didn't you get like a whisper prior to that? Yeah. Like fans would be allowed?
Yes, I got a whisper about the Boston Garden. I believe I was spot on with that one. That whisper was correct, was it not?
Was it really?
Come on, Laird. Give me a little bit of credit, will you? All right. Speaking of credit, congratulations in order for Massachusetts. The Commonwealth has received yet another honor. We have been named the number one snobbiest state in the union.
Crowd goes wild.
Now, who is this according to, Elaine?
Only in Boston tweeted it out. You want me to read the tweet for everybody? So Massachusetts was named the snobbiest state in America, according to Zipa, based on percent of population with a bachelor's degree, percent of degree earners with a degree in arts and humanities, number of Ivy League colleges, and gallons of wine consumed yearly.
Yeah, I can see why we're number one on that.
Thank you, Massachusetts.
So wait a minute. So you're snobby if you're an educated state and, and you drink a lot of wine?
Yeah, if you go to an Ivy League school, come on, you are snobby. Let's be honest.
Really?
Let's be honest.
I bet there's a lot of people listening who went to an Ivy.
I guarantee you they're snobby.
Yeah.
I think it makes you. I mean, the best schools in the country.
There we go. Here comes Panda Man again.
We have the best schools in the country.
I'm not
here.
Saying we don't, but it's going to make you a little snobby. I mean, look at Ken.
Totally agree. Hey, wish Northeastern was Ivy League. But
Ken went to Northeastern.
Right, but Northeastern is like one half a step down. Northeastern is half a step down from, like, you know, the Ivy League schools.
Yeah. What? Computer school.
I believe it is. Northeastern, BU, Boston College, they're all up there.
You're putting Northeastern in the BC category?
Yeah, they're all up there. Come on. MIT.
You are definitely high.
No, I'm not. They're all up there.
I mean, I would have done it.
MIT and Northeastern, Wiggy?
Yeah, they were all up in their snobby schools.
Wouldn't you have done that a different way? Like, wouldn't you have looked at what vehicle is the most popular in a state?
I agree. I would have looked at more, like, materialistic things.
Yeah.
Like,
so what vehicle you think is most popular out here?
Here?
Yes. I know exactly what it is. Okay. And it has snobby written all over it.
This might be a sponsor, so be careful.
Would like a Range Rover?
I was just going to say Range Rover.
No, an Audi.
Oh.
Come on.
You think people who drive an Audi are snobs?
Oh, yeah. Come on. All day long. Oh, yeah.
Really?
It's a great car.
I'm not saying it's not a great car, but you know what? It is what it is, man.
That's like Julian Edelman said it.
It is. People who drive Audis kind of have that look down upon you, like, I'm in an Audi. I'm in an A8.
I don't know about
Q4.
You like my Q5?
I would not say that Audi is the snobbiest vehicle.
Think the way I look at it, if you put like 50 people in a room that drive an Audi, I'd probably only want to hang out with like two of them.
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah, I always do that. I put the people in the room and I'm like, how many would I actually hang out? Probably two on a good day and just for their boat.
So you agree that, do you think that's the, like, if you meet a guy.
Sure.
And you're figuring out for the first time what vehicle he drives.
Yeah,
What to you is, like, what really, like, what's the snobbiest?
The snobbiest car? I mean, it's different if you're dating the guy, all right? It's different. But, yeah, I feel like a Range Rover is pretty snobby, but Range Rovers are freaking nice. But, like, if some guy picks you up in, like, an old, like, I don't know, van or something. It's. I mean, do you feel like, I don't know.
He's in a van.
You better be careful if he's in a van.
Yes, I'd be suspicious if he's picking you up in a van.
You're going to be chained in his basement.
By the way, I saw Spaz's van this morning. It's very nice.
I'm like, if he's like offering to help you with your groceries, like Silence of the
but
Lambs.
But I will point out here, this list is kind of inaccurate. Vermont is at number two.
Vermont is the second snobbiest state?
According to this. Which,
that's just because of Bernie.
I would think California was the snobbiest state, or New York.
Be up there.
California's at seven.
Okay, so go over the top 10 again. So we're number one. We are the snobbiest stayed in the union.
I gotta tell you, Rick, these are not labeled, so okay. But
Vermont is number two?
Yes, okay. Yes. Connecticut's number three, which plays.
Yep.
See, Connecticut is not... Connecticut is snobby.
A lot of outies.
No disrespect to our Connecticut listeners, but that's snobbier than Massachusetts.
Yeah, they're up there.
Which state is this? What's number four right there? Where's that?
Number four, that would be
New York. What are you looking at?
We're looking at a map.
Wait a minute. Wait a second. You can't identify the states on the map.
Elaine is the best.
Look, I don't.
Don't worry about it.
I'm a Dumbo.
That is New York.
I don't pretend to know stuff I don't know.
Right.
I never do. Right. I never will.
You're keeping it 100. Like, right. That's what's up.
Right.
This? No, I'm just kidding.
That is New York.
I'm going to leave.
No, it's all good.
If you search it, Elaine, there's actually a story where they list it for you.
Oh, my God.
You got to show Greg the state you pointed to. You just got to see.
Was it New Hampshire?
No, it was New York.
All right.
Okay.
You're good at what you're good at. And, right. You know, I'm not good at maps. Whatever.
I'm a little concerned about the educational system of the United States of America. Where'd you graduate from?
God.
Assumption?
Yeah.
High school? Where'd you go to high school?
York High School.
Okay. Well, you didn't do no geography.
I did not like school. Yeah.
Clearly.
We have some audio of Elaine when she was trying out for Miss Maine.
Are you? No, you're not.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future.
All for right. Thank you. Very good.
You got that. They sent that to you quick, huh?
Sob.
In South Africa.
Several texters believe the Saab
is the
snobbiest car.
Yeah, that's right in the Audi family, though.
But if you don't have money and you see a guy that has a rich car, aren't they snobby by default? Doesn't matter what the expensive car is.
No, it's different. Like, because when I see people in Mercedes, I don't get that feeling. But I feel like when it's like Audi is just this... Like, I'm living in this nice bourgeois neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I'm drinking a ton of wine. My husband's probably a doctor.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to the local yoga place.
Right. Yeah. There's a big protest going on in Newton right now because they're trying to open up a Toyota dealership. And they heard that when you open a dealership up, the neighborhood turns into a whole bunch of people driving economy cars. It's a big issue over there.
But I do like that new Audi electrical car.
Well put.
But they're all made of the same thing, Squeaky, so it's just all marketing. You're getting duped by the marketing somehow.
Wow. What about the people driving a Lexus? See, I think I don't look at a Lexus as a snobby car.
Nah,
I don't look at that.
It's just a little bit more expensive. All that is a beefed up Toyota.
Oh, it's like
all
a Hummer or something, I could see.
Yeah. So if they weren't going to do cars, first of all, figuring this out based on who has a degree from what college is ridiculous to me. And the fact that they went and they said, if you have a degree in the arts or the humanities, you're a snob. And also, why does it matter how much wine is consumed? What, is that a snobby,
I think that's a snobby drink?
Oh, my God. People choosing wine at a restaurant, getting the sommelier to come by and ask for an oaky Chardonnay.
The worst. Yeah, that's part of it.
So snobby. You could give a guy a $500 glass of wine and a $40 glass of wine.
Right. Yeah.
Nobody really can tell the effing difference.
Right.
Hey, speaking of restaurants, you had a question about a douche move at a restaurant the other night. Is that correct, Curtis?
Yeah, I was out to dinner with my family at Grill 23. And we were upstairs to the right of the bar on the second floor.
That's the best place in that restaurant. I love the upstairs bar there.
Best spot. And hadn't talked to my dad in a while. We're having a nice conversation. And there is this douche nozzle sitting at the bar, fake laughing, not once or twice over the course of our meal, every 30 to 40 seconds.
Loudly?
He's talking to a woman at the other end of the bar. Uh-huh. Meanwhile, there's nobody else seated at the bar. So I don't know why he couldn't move closer to this woman.
6 feet.
Uh-huh. And Ken, just to give you a heads up, I saved it in drops yesterday.
Save what?
I think I got it.
I decided I was sitting there and I was sort of, I have ADHD, so I was kind of dazing. And I recorded on a voice memo on my iPhone.
You recorded the guy?
I just felt like it had to be recorded.
But so, I don't know. See, I don't know if it's a douche move or not, because I mean, he's allowed to, I mean, he's enjoying conversating with another person. Nice. Is the question about the level of the laugh, like it's so loud, or that it was every 10 seconds or whatever?
If it wasn't Grill 23, it was so bad, I would have left. Yeah. Like, if the food wasn't going to be that great, I would have just said, screw it, but my dad was paying, so I decided to deal with it.
Are you sure it was a fake laugh?
Let's listen to it. You guys can be the judge.
Okay, all right, go ahead. Can't be real.
The whole hand to God. That was real. And I had several others, but you could hear the conversation at the table, and I didn't want to put nobody else knew I was recording.
It must have been something funny.
It sounds like she has fake jams or something. That's why
there was nothing funny at all.
This is
why we're the snobbiest state. Curtis can't handle laughter right at a restaurant.
See, that's somebody who would do that would be like, you know, a snob person. I'm surprised you didn't get the manager. Like, hey, excuse me, sir, can you have that gentleman down there at the end of the bar?
No, we're not having fun here.
Yeah, there'll be, can you have it piped down a little bit?
Don't enjoy yourself.
Yes, that's my Audi, the one that says proud BC parent on the back.
My father built a building over there.
Yes, that's right. My child went to Harvard. Where'd yours go? That's my bumper sticker.
Good one, Wiggy.
Give Wiggy the laugh. You're going to play that laugh.
That's brutal. That's pretty bad.
That's not bad.
Awful. And Ken, who hasn't been to a restaurant in 2 years, is saying I'm anti-fun.
Get what you deserve.
Hello, Scott.
You get what you deserve.
Hey, kid.
Hey, kid.
Hey, I'm in my Audi right now. I'm on my way to my boat.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Wiggy has a thing against Audi drivers.
I can't believe it. Because
they're a good car. They're a really good car.
I'm not saying they're not a good car. Don't get it twisted. Right. I think that, you know, the A8 is a beautiful car.
Is it snobby to have the my kid goes to X school thing on the back of it?
Yes, and that's generally on the back of Audis. It's my kid goes to Yale. My kid goes to Harvard.
What if you have the bumper sticker for the airport code for Nantucket on it? It says ACK on the back. Is that snobby?
Is that what that is?
Yes. And like MHV is Martha's Vineyard.
Oh, is that? I was wondering what all those things are like, you know, and then it was like 3.00 and all this other stuff. Yeah.
I don't like bumper stickers.
You don't?
Nope.
Why?
They're just annoying. Like, just drive.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Like,
baby on board. What do you want me to do about it?
Right, I'm with you on that.
Well, you're supposed to not ram into the car because there's a baby on board.
I know, but like, I don't know.
They're trying to give you some help.
Yeah. No, I don't like it.
I'm with you on
that. I think they're tacky.
Anyway.
Even like that my kid goes to Yale is tacky.
Yeah, that one's
It's
bad.
Tacky.
Proud PC. Probably.
Yeah, or this car climbed freaking Mount something.
Mount Washington.
Yeah, tacky.
That's a good take, the Mount Washington Auto Road. You drive up there, you look at the foliage, play some music while you're
the
driving
The worst is
there.
Like cat lover.
Oh, that's the worst bumper sticker is cat lover?
I might lock that in.
Danielle's going to be mad at you. She has one of those on the back of her car.
Really?
Yeah, she does.
Cat lover.
Here's a text that says, Curtis is the definition of somebody that was born on third and thinks he hit a triple. Well,
I don't think he thinks he hit a triple.
His dinner was interrupted. I think you have to be cognizant of other people around you. And if you're laughing loudly like that guy.
No, I'm paying for my meal. Because I got to say, I'm one of those people at the restaurant. I'm loud.
No.
I laugh. You know what I mean? If I see somebody I know at the restaurant, I'll yell across the restaurant. I'm like, I'm paying for this meal here. I'm going to enjoy myself. Am I in church? I can't say
anything. Want to ruin the enjoyment of everybody else around you who is not part of your conversation?
Listen, if you choose and elect to go out to a restaurant, then you got to deal with what comes with that. People having fun, having some drinks, being loud, like this guy laughing, you know, he's probably trying to close the deal with this girl.
Would you say it's different going to Whiskey's as opposed to Grill 23?
No, I think they're all the same.
That's and how about Mr. Quarantine 311 recording the guy and then outing him on radio?
I mean, that's what you do. We're always working for the show. You got to get content. You heard today, the first 2 hours, my God.
By the way, Whiskey's shut down by the pandemic. No longer open.
Yeah. Really?
That's it.
Is it Whiskey Priest? Or did they change the name?
Whiskey Priest, it came down a long time ago. Yeah, they're putting up a St. Regis condo thing over there.
Oh, when I went out with Greg, it was like, Greg, shots, man. What's up? Let's get some shots. Slosh. Get them going.
Well, yeah, but you're at that kind of a place.
Aria is like a Grill 23. Right?
Yeah.
I've never been a Grill 23, but
it's... I think what Curtis is talking about from a douche move perspective is you're in a quiet steakhouse bar thing, and this guy is laughing loudly. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe Curtis is just miserable. Is that what
you're saying? That's what it sounds like.
It does?
It sounds like, well, why not get a private table in the back in a private room and let us enjoy the rest of the restaurant?
I think I've been to Grill 23 probably 40 times in my life. It's never been an issue. So this is one guy happened to be loud as hell and was bothering me. Wiggy, I know you hate Audis because I drive one, so, you know, it's great. You drive a pickup truck for no reason, overcompensating for something. I don't know.
I like to haul stuff in the back.
What was the last thing you hauled?
That's why I throw my empty bottles. You know, like my water bottles and my Gatorade bottles. No, you know.
You need to haul Gatorade bottles in a truck?
Wiggy has a sign on the back of his truck that says, "Da baby on board."
All right,
hold on. We got to take a break, but we'll be right back. Quick reminder that if you cannot listen to this show on the radio, you can stream it at weei.com or on the brand new Odyssey app. So download the Odyssey app, and then you can listen to us wherever you are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're back with the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Right over there.
There's some people smoking weed.
Marijuana's bad. Okay, whoever has the marijuana, just pass it up to the front row, okay?
Earlier, I made a little reference that I smoke weed, and I smoke a little bit once in a while when it's appropriate.
Excuse me as I kiss the sky. Sing a song of sixpence, a pocket full of rye. Who the f*** wanna die for they culture? Stalk the dead body like a vulture. The Calgon, blacker than your blackest stallion. Hit your housing, projects I represent your shallon. Oh yes, apocalypse now, the gunpowder be going down, diggy, diggy, down, diggy, down, down.
While the planets and the stars and Wiggy's favorite day, 420. Second favorite day is when somebody steals a base in the World Series, and it's free taco day.
Oh, free taco day.
I do love free taco day.
Yeah, I do love Taco Bell. Wait, you don't like Taco Bell?
I like Taco Bell. Yeah.
When was the last time you ate at Taco Bell?
All the time.
Yesterday.
Oh. I go to the one on 114 in Lawrence.
I was saying that Greg was fishing there.
Oh, yeah. Greg was definitely...
Oh, speaking of woke fishing, what is this thing that is going? I want to talk about this thing that's going on with Demi Lovato.
Yeah,
I bet you're in on this. Like, I bet you know all about this.
Oh, big time. Demi Lovato and Froyo. I'm always up in the loop with Demi Lovato.
You're in on both. So let me just. It's Tournament of Champions week. We're down to five finalists, and yesterday it was Kendra that was in here, and today it's Elaine, and tomorrow it is Mego. Hmm.
That's Ken's number one.
Ken's number one choice. Friday, it's Wiggy's number one choice. Brittany.
Yeah,
Baldessari.
Yeah, she's funny.
And then Thursday, we are awaiting the legal opportunity to announce who will be on Thursday.
But I will say this, Greg,
yeah, you
real
will.
Quick. Since we had Kendra yesterday and we have Elaine today, it's different from the 4 hours that you get. Like, so you really got to bring it. Kendra, I thought, brought her A game. Elaine's bringing her A game. The 4 hours, I think, is different than just regular 2 hours because now you get to see what their personality's really like.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you get a snapshot of it
right
last time. You're saying you get more and you're enjoying it? Or
well, yeah, I'm saying because they're showing more of their personality because now it's more relaxed and they get in the 4 hours. So... you know, when Britt comes in on Friday, let's see if she can...
bring it for 4 hours.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So Demi Lovato...
yep.
Went to a Froyo?
Yeah,
or a
Froyo shop, and she bashed it on her Instagram story, and she posted a picture on her story of these cookies that say 22 grams of protein and eat me... they say, eat me guilt-free.
Okay.
I have a t-shirt that says that. But this screams... this screams diet cheese.
There are family or children listening. It's
all right. Let me continue, please.
Jeez. I mean, there are children. It's April vacation. The kids
all
are.
Right, all right.
All right. Okay,
all right.
Go ahead. Yeah. She's going to have to come back. On that alone, Elaine is coming back
for
another
classic.
Day. Okay, anyway.
All right.
Yes.
This screams cheese.
Go ahead. Continue.
All right.
That was sneaky good.
All right. She said, this screams diet culture, and I won't be gaslit by the media or anyone else that says otherwise. I don't want to feel the guilt. I don't want to feel guilt-free about eating anything. And she's saying that it's like an unhealthy, you know, marketing tactic to say things are sugar-free or guilt-free or, you know, half the calories.
She's saying that it triggered her, and it was awful. Because at the local frozen yogurt place, they were basically encouraging her to eat something that was low fat.
Right.
And that she feels like it's diet culture shaming. And here's some audio from Demi Lovato.
Originally, I wanted to make a point and I wanted to call out behaviors or branding things that didn't sit right with me. It wasn't clear to me that it was for specific health needs. And so I didn't know that. If there was a sign that said celiac, vegan, I would have understood. That would have been clear messaging to me. Because it wasn't clear, I'm definitely jumped to conclusions and probably shouldn't have gone about this the way that I have, but I'm willing to talk to this Froyo shop to help get the messaging right.
Really? Like Curtis would say, that is deep sea woke fishing. Because they put, what they're trying to say is, hey, listen, if you're a little bit chubby, a little bit fat, Here's a little something for you that you can have. Like, I got no problem
with
that.
Is that not okay?
Yeah, I got no problem, especially somebody trying to lose weight. If I can grab a cookie that's guilt-free and I could smash like two or three of them, I got no problem with it.
Like, don't you think people just walk around every day going into places and trying to figure out what they can do to put them out of business or to complain about something that's going on?
But
go in and get your yogurt and eat it.
And shut up.
Yeah. You could argue that even going into a Froyo shop is not an ice cream shop. Right, like, if you're going to take it that far, you shouldn't be Froyo shops.
Right, you know what you're going in there for.
Yeah.
And the other thing with Demi Lovato is that she could ruin this business. I mean, she has millions and millions of followers. And her whole situation, I'm not trying not to judge what she's doing, but she had four episodes on YouTube doing an incredibly great thing, documenting her battle with alcoholism and her eating disorder.
Yeah.
And now she's what she calls California sober, which means she still drinks and smokes pot. Which I've been around recovery for about 5 years. I'm not an expert on anything, but abstinence is really the only way with alcohol. I mean, marijuana is fine, I guess. I don't smoke pot, but
Today of all days, it is crazy.
Right. Absolutely, but also, like, if you're going to say to people where you have a very loud voice and a huge pulpit from which to speak, to say that you can become California sober and get past your alcoholism is much more dangerous than anything she said here.
Yeah, I mean, she's basically saying that this shop is not providing an inviting environment for people who have different needs, like people who are
Up.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's what? Listen, fat people. Or if anything, it's helping fat people out. Like, man, you know what? Maybe I really shouldn't eat that. You know, I shouldn't eat that brownie. But guess what? I can't eat that brownie because it's you know, low fat or what? You know, sugar free.
I think it's she put a lot of emphasis on saying like guilt free is what it's like. Just beyond, everyone feels a little guilty after mowing down an ice cream sundae. Like,
right.
She's saying that that's unhealthy to think.
Not
that
me. Listen, if your fat ass mowed it down in the beginning, don't feel guilty afterwards. Just know, like, man.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing better than Sunday is my cheat day. I eat whatever I want on Sunday.
Yeah,
you know, Monday through Saturday. I'm very strict with my diet. But there's nothing better than going to get an ice cream.
Right.
In summertime.
Right, and I get people have, like, issues, eating, like, problems and mental problems, but I think going to the supermarket, everything's, like, gluten-free or sugar-free or whatever. Go to a Froyo shop. It's supposed to be, quote-unquote, healthier.
I can't believe, is the California sober thing a thing, or is it just her that's doing it?
It's got to be a thing.
Is there a group of people who is doing it, or is she just claiming that that's what she does?
Well, there's a large amount of people that begin their sobriety, and then they think that they've conquered it. You know, so they're like, oh, you know, I'm going to go California sober. I'm going to go have a healthier lifestyle and be drinking in moderation.
Social drinking.
But the issue is that the reason why you end up in the hospital like Demi Lovato did or like I did is because you don't have moderation. You have no ability to control how much you drink.
All right. Well, I agree with Wiggy. That's deep sea woke fishing right there.
Yeah.
All right. I have Red Sox tickets to give away. So if you are the ninth caller right now, on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, you'll win tickets to see the Red Sox and the Mariners on Thursday night at Friendly Fenway. So, ninth caller, 617-931-0937, will win Red Sox tickets for Thursday night. And speaking of your beloved Boston Red Sox, Lou Merlone will join us next on a Lose Day to talk about the Red Sox.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.